analyzing for soil carbon. But
back in the lab, is the crumbliness not a good sign?
Yeah, best case scenario so comes dry. in a intact two down to 50 centimeters.
Okay, well at least this is an easy one to break up for scanning.
Yeah, but ideally, like, you know, your garden soil smells fresh.
Yeah.
It's dark. It means it has a lot of organic matter and a lot of carbon.
Yeah, the carbon content varies pretty dramatically. Usually it drops exponentially going down the profile. You'll see once we pull a core in irrigated patches, you'll really see like the topsoil is really dark and it gets like there's not a lot of carbon in the profile. But yeah, so it's hard to know ahead of time what kind of depth distribution, so you can't just measure on the surface and be able to just. We want to know like how much carbon is in a set volume of soil, so you can't just guess based on what's in the surface. Mm-hmm. So that's why we need to core down. What you see today is related to the vegetation of the last 10,000 years, basically. Yeah. But like this area before there were any cattle running around, when it was just kind of natively grazed, is probably like there's a kind of like a dynamic equilibrium between erosion and deposition and new soil formation, but generally whenever humans come in, we shift that balance 10 or 100 fold towards more erosion than soil formation. As soon as you break up the sod, basically that's what's holding this slope together.